This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Gibbs running the ball more. Tom, you had a question about Jahmyr Gibbs in the midst of all this that we were discussing pre-show.
This is a little juicy. Now, it is fantasy football related, but we're getting that time of the year. And a lot of people, like ESPN, had their running back rankings. This is not for fantasy. He was ranked number third among running backs.
Yes.
And I find that intriguing. And Barkley was one. Who was two?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, which I wouldn't put him ahead of Gibbs. I wouldn't. But an intriguing fantasy question. Does anybody out there have the cojones and guts to draft Jahmyr Gibbs number one in a fantasy football draft? My reasoning is, obviously, Barkley and I is the number one. You're doing something a little outside the box. You're taking that dart and you're trying to hit Jahmyr Gibbs when he explodes like Marshall Faulk did back in the day, Priest Holmes did. LaDainian Tomlinson did it, that you're going to have the guts to draft him one because you're projecting he will be the best.
So they call it a league winner.
Yes.
A pick you make that wins you the league.
Yes.
His best case scenario are the guys you mentioned. I wouldn't take him number one, though, because in addition to the offensive line conversation we've been having, he shares workload. So the backs going ahead of him right now in like paid fantasy drafts, and they're already underway, are Barkley and Bijan. And you may believe that Gibbs is better than Bijan. I'm not here to fight you. Bijan had 60 more touches last year in a year where Gibbs ran without Montgomery for a significant chunk of the season. Mm-hmm. If Bijan's going to touch it 75 to 100 times more than Jahmyr Gibbs, I'm drafting Bijan on volume alone. I mean, that's a huge part of fantasy football.
So my case for doing this is that he shared the workload last year, and he had 20 touchdowns.
He was great.
Don't you think Gibbs is going to touch the ball more this year than last year?
Yes,
but aren't they also going to manage him because they are going to be playing for January? Like, they're not going to run this guy into the ground in September and October.
His big playability, you get bonuses in certain scoring structures like
100
that.
100-point games,
look,
stuff
again,
like that.
Look, again, I think games. It takes a if you have the number one pick, and it's Barkley or Gibbs, that's who I would actually rule because I would go running back. I wouldn't go Chase or Jefferson. So
the top five right now on a lot of these drafts are Chase 1, Barkley 2, Jefferson 3, Bijan 4, and Gibbs 5. And Gibbs, the case is there for him to hit the ceiling, but there's guys that are safer ahead of him.
But the thing with Chase, to me, is you have Higgins there as well.
Didn't hurt him a year ago.
I understand that, but you're taking a chance on, as you like to use the term, being vultured a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The other person that... you mentioned, what was the, Barkley, I agree with.
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson, yeah. He's having question mark at quarterback.
Yeah.
He did going into last year and he lit it up. So Justin Jefferson did just fine. I just would, in this season, especially with the NFL shifting back to running the ball a little bit more, I think running backs should be 1-2 at least this year, maybe 3.
So the board at running back, you mentioned Derrick Henry. He's a guy that goes tail end of the first round. Christian McCaffrey is a guy that's going in the first round. Would you bet on his ceiling? The Niners have, quote, an easy schedule this year. If you're just saying, I want to roll the dice on who could have the highest ceiling, he's not sharing carries.
No, but you're also...
I know.
You're rolling the dice with his health.
I know you are.
And he stayed pretty healthy last year, didn't he?
McCaffrey?
No.
It was 2 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I just thought it'd be like, are there people... I don't think you're being a lion slappy if you do this. I think you're playing to win the league, like you said. This is a situation where you're like, okay, I'm not afraid to do this. I'm taking the chance, but it could pay off big time.
Gov brought up drafting Jahmyr Gibbs number one in fantasy football. Texter says, why would you draft a running back who splits carries and lost 2/5 of their offensive line first overall in fantasy? Come on, take the bias out of it.
I mean, that's rational thinking, but...
You just think he's special and could have that Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson kind of year.
Yeah, I think...
They could feed him because short passes and lean on the ground game.
I think because of their situation and needing to run outside more, I think they'll feature him. I mean, last year it was still Montgomery, right?
But like Montgomery got hurt, and he still
didn't. That was late, though. I mean, like, here's my expectation. I think if they're playing that Rams situation again last year, where they went Montgomery, remember, in OT, I think Gibbs is going to be out there now. I do.
I want that to happen late in the season. I want to use both of them to keep Gibbs fresh so then next year in the postseason they can do what they didn't do, which is feed him.
Correct.
I think you'll see games where Montgomery's fed the ball 8 to 10 times. Okay. So the split is going to get more in Gibbs' favor and his explosivity. That's why I think the I butchered that a little bit. But anyways, like Marshall Faulk did when he came on the scene, or Tomlinson in the passing game. Like I think this is the year where he could be really special.
Tom, you're not crazy. Todd Nakar says, I was just thinking about this a half hour ago. Gibbs would be my number one fantasy football pick if I had the choice. Todd just driving into work today thinking about fantasy football? I love it.
This isn't bias. The guy had 20 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. Right.
It is a reach. When we started talking about it, I said...
He's going top five right now. It's not crazy.
If you're projecting that he could end up being the best player this year, nobody had Saquon last year at this time. Nobody.
Yeah, Saquon was not a first-round pick in a lot of fantasy.
I'm scared leagues. He gets hurt.
What if he gets hurt?
Right.
I mean, I'm concerned this year for Saquon. You have almost 500 touches. It's all downhill from here. Texter says, no, Jamar Chase should be number one overall because Monty will eat into goal line touches. Can Gibbs replicate 20 touchdowns if he's not getting goal line touches? And another one, this is Drew on 94, says Monty's going to steal too much around the goal line. No to one overall.
What round do you draft Montgomery?
He's going like 68, 69 in leagues, so depending on how many people are in your league.
Well, the OC's gone. That's going to have receivers throw touchdowns and have an empty backfield on 3rd-and-1. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.